Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Fall Prevention. This guide was created by Parachute, Canada's national charity dedicated to injury prevention. They worked with advisors from Family Caregivers of British Columbia, Caregiving Matters, the Ontario Caregiver Organization, and caregivers Kathy Ford and Veronica Salvati, who have generously shared their experiences of caring for a loved one. This audio version of the Caregiver's Guide to Fall Prevention is made possible through support from the Public Health Agency of Canada. The content of this resource does not necessarily reflect the views of the Public Health Agency of Canada. Often, fall prevention efforts focus on the person at risk of a fall or healthcare professionals. Caregivers aren't always given the attention they deserve as an essential part of helping the people they care for prevent falls. Caregivers wear many hats. You are advocates, helpers with daily activities and personal care, financial planners, and more. This guide has been designed to allow you to take from it what you need, whether it's understanding how a fall can change a person's life, the factors that can point to an increased risk of falling, tangible actions that can be taken to prevent a fall, and what to do should a fall happen. This guide includes tools that will help you and the person you care for make plans toward preventing falls and tracking progress. Some of the tools, such as checklists, are available online at parachute.ca/caregiver. That's parachute.ca/caregiver. I'll alert you through this audio guide about how to access these online resources, such as a fall risk assessment checklist. This guide has 6 chapters. Chapter 1, About This Guide. Chapter 2, Understanding the Risk of Falls. Chapter 3, Preventing Falls. Chapter 4, What to Do If a Fall Happens. Chapter 5, A Conversation Guide for Caregivers. And Chapter 6, Building Your Care Team. I hope this resource provides caregivers with information you find helpful and useful, supports you in your journey, and gives you a sense that you are not alone in helping to make your loved ones' lives the best they can be. Respecting your loved one's right to make choices in their life, even if it is not what someone else would choose, is an important lesson and one that this guide tries to address in some measure. Please note that many caregivers generously shared their experiences with us to be included in this guide. Given the personal nature of the stories shared, some have asked for their stories to be anonymous. In these cases, names have been changed. One of the caregivers who consulted on this guide, Kathy Ford, wants to share her story with you. I was a caregiver until the death of my beloved partner, Norm, in December 2022. We were together for 40 years, 25 of those years from the time of his diagnosis with Parkinson's disease. I watched Norm's mobility decline from one cane to two canes, to a walker, to a power wheelchair, and finally to a manual wheelchair when he required my power to mobilize. He took all the changes with courage and grace, but for me, my sweetheart became my patient. The beginning of falls for Norm coincided with the move to a wheelchair. It began with little falls from the chair to the floor, and then gradually bigger falls as he challenged his increasingly limited mobility. There were many bruises for both of us, and sometimes cuts. At first, it was shocking and frightening, but I learned not to rush, so it was easier to stay calm and focused. And I learned that there were times when I just had to watch and guide to avoid injuring myself. Caregivers definitely have to be resourceful, and you never know where your best information will come from. I was looking for answers to my questions about falling from everyone I could think of, including physiotherapists, occupational therapists, doctors, and specialists, not to mention friends and family. But the falls happened so quickly, as quickly as turning your head away just for a moment, that their answers were not the help I needed at that time. Ultimately, I had to depend on my own ingenuity and physical strength. I made the decision to invest in a floor lift that would help to get Norm up from a fall while saving my back. Once the falls became daily, sometimes more, I needed that help right away. He hated it, but I credit that lift for the strong body and active life that I have now. Would I do it all again? Of course, when someone you love needs you, that's what you do. Could I have used more guidance, especially during the early falls? Absolutely. There was nothing like this guide available to me, and I would have been so grateful to have it. I hope you will avail yourself of it at every opportunity. I can promise it will not only be practical, but it will be comforting. Just a little voice saying, "I'm here with you."